Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are trying to get a hold of our guest, Sandra Leininger, who is the executive director for the French Icarian Village down by Corning. I'm guessing that, maybe some of you have heard her visit with me before, but I'm guessing there's a lot of folks who don't know that we have this French Icarian Village that's just sort of next door to us, and a special event is coming up. And we're going to say good morning to Sandra.
Good morning.
Hi, Sandra Leininger, who's executive director for the French Icarian Village. And I was just saying, you have a special event coming up, so let's talk about the date and some of those special things we need to know.
Yes, we do. We have a special event coming up. It'll be our third annual Fête du May, which is a harvest supper. The French Icarians, every year at the end of the corn harvest on the last day, and they would always invite the neighbors and friends that helped them harvest their corn to a big feast. And so they would have a celebration celebrating the end of harvest. And they called it Fête du May, harvest of corn.
Okay, and it's happening when?
That's going to be on Friday evening, October 4th, beginning at appetizer. Starts at 6:30 p.m.
So Sandra,
it's going to be held out at the French Icarian Village in our restored 1878 refectory, which was their communal dining hall. We'll be serving a four-course French supper with a little bit of entertainment and.
So what does the French dinner include? How is that different than other harvest dinners we might go to? Because there are a lot of churches and so on that kind of do harvest dinners. It's
right.
Sort of been a tradition. So how does a French dinner that celebrates the corn harvest differ?
We're using the French recipes.
Oh.
We're going to be serving our entree will be beef bourguignon, and then we'll be having a special fall salad, followed by our dessert. And our dessert this year is going to be a rhubarb crisp that from rhubarb we have grown in the Icarian gardens out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was going to be my next question, because not everybody has access to rhubarb. A lot of times when you have it, you have a lot of it, but not everybody has rhubarb. And I find, when I was growing up, I really didn't like rhubarb, but I'm finding more and more that it depends on how you serve it, and a rhubarb pie is the very favorite of a lot of people.
Yes, I'm like you. Growing up, I never cared for rhubarb, and I just remember my grandmother making it with a large tapioca, and I just thought that was really gross when I was a little kid. But I, too, have acquired a taste for it now and really enjoy it in especially rhubarb crisp.
Yes.
We've been sampling. We always make up these recipes ahead of time, the committee, and sample them to see what we want to serve. And I really enjoyed this rhubarb crisp recipe. It was very good.
So you haven't imported a French chef.
Pardon?
You have not imported a French chef.
No, our budget doesn't allow for that yet. This is a committee of volunteers that have put on this supper for us.
Well, I'm guessing they include some very good cooks who like to try some different things, but also have a lot of experience.
Yes, they do. Yes, we are very fortunate in our committee. We have some excellent cooks here in Corning. But this will be a fun evening. As I say, we start at 6:30. I think the dinner and everything is over with usually by 8:30. Tickets are $30. We have a limited seating because of the size of our room. And so we do need to have reservations in by September 27th. They can call me on the office phone, which is 641-322-4717. Or they can reach me on my cell, which is 515-868-1415. The funds that we raise for this goes into programming for next year out of the site.
Now, Sandra, if we didn't get all those phone numbers, I did check out. You do have a web page, and so folks could go there to find out a little more information.
Yes, they can, and that's Icaria.net.
Very easy.
Yes.
And while they're there, they, of course, can find out lots more information about the French Icarian Colony Foundation and the French Icarian Village. But kind of, you know, we've visited a couple times, Sandra, about this, but kind of do a view again for us about this.
Well, they were a group of people that followed their leader, Etienne Cabet, who was French, in looking and planning for a utopian community. They wanted a place where everyone was treated equally. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. It was a communal society, very much like the Amanas. The difference between the two and between a lot of other communal societies was that the Amanas were built all around one religion, and everybody in that colony adhered to one religious belief. The Icarians did not follow any one religious belief. Their society was built on Christian values. Their motto was to treat one another as you want to be treated, one for all for one. So they followed the teachings of Christ, but it wasn't just in one religion. So many different religions were represented in the Icarian colony.
And of course, they left a part of their village there that you have been working on, but you've done a great deal of work to bring this back to life and let people know about that era in history.
Yes, we have a the site is being restored on original Icaria land. We have restored the cemetery that was on that piece of land. We have now restored the 1878 dining hall and their 1860 schoolhouse, and have both of those buildings. Those two buildings are the last. The dining hall especially were built by the Icarians. The school was not built by Icarians. But the dining hall is the last remaining Icarian building that they built here in America. They had five colonies in five different areas of the country. They started out in Texas, then they had one in Nauvoo, Illinois. From there they split, and half of them came to Iowa. The other half went to Missouri. And then finally there was a colony started in northern, some of the Iowa people went to Northern California and started a colony.
So this opportunity here right next door to a lot of us is something that you can't see anywhere else when it is the only remaining building.
That's correct. It's very unique.
Yes.
I had a young man through a few weeks ago who came to visit us. He has been contracted to write a book on utopian societies, and he's devoting a chapter to Icaria. And he is focused, that chapter is being focused on the movement in France, but he wanted to include something about it in America,
so he came
to visit us. So,
okay,
yeah,
Sandra,
it is pretty unique.
We are talking about this event a little bit early, but we need to get it on people's calendars, and you'd like to have people reserve their or get their tickets, make their reservations by the 27th. So that's a week from today, and then the dinner isn't until the next Friday, correct?
That's correct,
October
4th.
Okay, and again, I recommend that you go to the website or give me a call if you don't have the numbers to make your reservations. A very unique opportunity. We want to thank you very much. Sandra Leininger, who's Executive Director, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience. Thank you very much.
Till next time, here's a thought from Mark Twain. Don't go around saying the world owes you a living. The world owes you nothing. It was here first.